Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veteran's legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Welcome back to another great episode of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. And in our brief hour and a half of time that we have together, we have a lot of very empowering content for you today. Now, for those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of NP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years ago, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in their entertainment careers to advance their business when it comes to music. I'm also a victim's legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have, and also the new head of the BIL Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be religious reasons. Some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, all kinds of dangers, and who knows what else they make up, that think that being barefoot in public is illegal. And they have all kinds of reasons for it. None of them are true, but whatever your reasons are for living a barefoot lifestyle, call in. Share your stories, experiences, reasons, and any issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. If you want to be a part of the show, just press 1. And also, check out our website at barefootislegal.org. You can check out our live chat room to interact with other guests and the hosts today at freedomizerradio.com. And we also have our Facebook page, that's Barefoot is Legal, and also our private closed group. So if you want to interact with other members of the Barefoot community throughout our broadcast and after, if you live a Barefoot lifestyle and are interested in joining the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group, go ahead and join if you haven't already. And again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. But keep in mind, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers out there, don't think that this is a place to get your rocks off looking at foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. Now, I just want to start off our broadcast real quick with a crazy little quote I found doing some of my research. And respected citizens, in the 10th volume, page 336, I give the following about the year 1683, or maybe 1684. The legislature of Pennsylvania passed the resolution that no member so thereof shall come to the house barefoot or eat its bread and cheese on its steps. That is kind of crazy. Now, see, Pennsylvania was formed in 1681 by William Penn. In essence, Penn founded it as a colony to provide a place of religious freedom. And how ironic, since this alleged line that I just mentioned, there have been over 100 claims of legislation passed in Pennsylvania claiming such a silly thing. And those over 100 claims that supposedly existed, none of them have been true. And that even goes up until the mid-1700s. See, this is what is very troubling. This is what leads to myths. And just like any myth, they're adapted and adopted from time to time. In the 70s, it was the health department. Now it turns into legal issues. I'm sure that some of you may have heard of that. Maybe private property, personal injury suits. Back in the medieval ages, for all we know, it could have been because of dragons. Yeah. See, if you don't wear shoes, a fire-breathing dragon is going to come and burn your head off or burn your eyes and stuff like that. You know, of course, you'd probably be protected by your pet unicorn. But whatever the case is, it's ignorance. You know, it's this fictitious fear. And, you know, the businesses seem to not want customers' money. You know, in their establishment, it seems like the prejudice. And it really is just fear and pure hate due to ignorance that affect a company. And is it fair to customers? To the employees? How about to the employees' families? See, when an employee that comes up to me and says that they don't want my money and they have something wrong with me, maybe because I'm barefoot, I mean, you got to think what's wrong with them. I just have to look at them, and I think they have no respect for their employer. They don't need to make a living because they don't need to eat, or even worse than that, they don't need to feed themselves, their family. You know, forget about little Fluffy and Humpy the leg dog. You know, if they don't need my money, then they don't need to eat. I mean, how do they think they make a living? How do they think they're going to feed little Johnny and Janie? You know, you just got to look at it sometimes. They are saying that you coming into their restaurant, store, theater, shop, whatever it is not right. They make you feel like less of a person sometimes. Like your business doesn't matter to them. Like you don't matter. Like they depend on you. They do. You don't depend on them. See, when they come up to you, it's almost like, you know, they make you want to feel like, oh, you have to like walk in and like pay your respects and pay homage to the all powerful, mighty keeper of the food. Because they're wearing a name badge and have a special key ring to unlock the celery safe? Well, I got news for you. You should be ashamed of yourself. First, because you spew ignorance out of your mouth just to justify your misinformed, prejudiced position. Second, because you use fictitious reasons that you know nothing about. And third, because it doesn't just affect you. It will impact your company, your employer, your family, the community, and your character as a human being. Now think about how proud that person must be in their work. If at the end of the day, if they were to come home and you ask, well, how was business today? And they say, well, it was slow at work. We're not doing well. I mean, we have competition. You wonder what they think. You know, obviously, someone must think, well, I wish I made more money. But there were customers that came in and I told them to leave because I don't want them in the store, my restaurant or whatever. Now, replace barefoot with gay, Jewish, Hispanic, female, people wearing purple hats. Now, I throw this out there because, as I said earlier, people are barefoot for religious, cultural, medical, health reasons, even personal choice and safety. So what is the effect of the treatment to customers? See, times are changing. Stores are closing. And it's funny because you look at it, and recently there's been a lot of talk in the news, and I've read it in newspapers, and stores are closing. JCPenney's, Sears, Macy's, Sports Authority closed. There's even a restaurant chain that's closing locations. Outback Steakhouse, one of them, they're seeing a 4.8% decrease in sales. And Carrabba's, also owned by the same company, 2.3% decrease. Doesn't sound that significant, but it's causing them to close their stores, causing them to close their locations, their restaurants. And Macy's recently announced plans to cut 100 of its 675 stores. Sears is planning to close 150 stores, and that includes 108 Kmarts. They're owned by the same company. So that's going to, by the end of the year, supposedly it's going to cut about 1,300 stores, according to one article. 150 Sears and Kmarts closing early this year. CVS, 70 stores closing. The Limited closed all of its 250 stores across the country, and that was as of January 8th. Wet Seal, not too sure what they are. They're closed. Teenage retailer, something like that. 171 stores in 42 states. American Apparel, 101 stores in the next month. There's a high-end women's clothing store. BCBG is closing about 120 stores. Applebee's, not doing that well. I mean, they're really trying to price, you know, their menu a little differently. Chili's, Bar and Grill, they have about 1,600 restaurants. I know that they're trying to, they're going to be closing a lot of locations. Ruby Tuesdays, 15% of its locations closing. Buffalo Wild Wings, closing most of their locations. See, it's funny. You look at these locations, all these are located near malls. And these, well, especially the larger department stores that I mentioned, definitely located near malls. What is driving the traffic away? Now, of course, everybody can talk about buying trends. Yes, buying trends are changing. There's people that, you know, are ordering online and all this. If people are not eating out online. People also have a need to buy things, and they want it right away. Clothing stores, they want to try stuff on. They want to, you know, make sure it fits. They play dress up. They'll stand in mirrors all day. Come on, you ever go shopping with a woman? They sit there all day. They put one dress on. Then they change the top. They'll sit in one store for hours playing dress up. It's like they go into one store, it's a giant dress up trunk. And they, hey, that's fine. They enjoy it. It's not that things are drastically moving online. The problem is, and this is very interesting, back in 2010, I was working on a report for a project, and I was in touch with one of the largest property owners, investment firms, that own most of the large malls and properties in America. This is what's scary. There was an incident with a homosexual couple, and also an incident in one of their malls, same mall, against someone with some sort of medical condition. And the mall and their PR team and their VP of corporate communications and their legal department don't want the customers in the mall. Now, most of these large retailers, these large department stores, and national retailers that don't even own the small spaces within the mall, they're not very happy about this. In a statement made by Heidi Olsen, general manager of one of General Growth Properties Mall at the time, September 2010, the mall will continue to make sure that only customers that meet our standards are able to shop with our retail partners. Since when does someone determine? Now, keep in mind, these companies spend millions in advertising to attract people into their doors. They spend millions in salaries to make sure that their procurement department puts the right merchandise in their stores, that their buyers have merchandise that appeals to the customers and the trends and all that, the demand that customers want. But someone in Greenwood Mall, Heidi Olsen, their general manager, is going to weave through the customers. They have standards. Hey, you know what? The standards are, if someone has money, allow them in the doors to shop at your retail partners because they're the ones paying the rent that give you the job. And if the customers are not coming in your mall, no one's going to shop at the stores. But this went further. Finally, by April 12th of 2011, Dave Keating, VP of Corporate Communications, quotes, "Exclusions are made so that we are not held liable for someone getting hurt on our property." He also went on to say, if someone had a medical condition that impaired their ability to walk or see where they are going, security is trained to make sure that they leave the property safely. Kind of interesting. Exactly. What does that mean? Someone walking around blind, they're afraid that they're going to bump into something, so security is going to pick them up and carry them out? Come on. Shortly after that, though, there was a statement made by some lady named Daryl. On April 21st of 2011, lady called, supposedly on behalf of GGP, General Growth Properties, Andrew Perel, General Counsel's Office, CEO, legal issues and all that, works with the CEO. Their quote, "Our goal is to keep retailers in our space, not customers. It is their job to get the customers in the door, and there are other entrances to our occupants customers can use so they do not have to be in the common mall portion of the property." What? You have a mall. Retailers want customers to come to their stores. Macy's, JCPenney, Sears, and all those other little shops inside. Why would someone who works for the CEO's office of General Growth Properties make such a statement? Can you believe that? Our goal is to keep retailers in our spaces, not customers. It is their job to get customers in the door. There are other entrances for our to our occupants for customers to use. They don't want them in the mall area. Hey, go use outside doors. Yeah, walk out of Sears, walk all the way around the mall through the parking lot to go into Macy's. Seems to be the logic behind that statement. Why are these retailers suffering? Why are these retailers closing? Because they're in a retail location that doesn't want customers in their door. Fast forward to November 10th, 2011. The issue went cold for a while, but there was a new general counsel contact. Martin Levinet, if I'm pronouncing that name right, The only statement he gave was you can direct the issue to Lindsay Shears in PR. What a circle of stupidity, people. They own many malls across the country. Funny enough, this was not completely about barefoot discrimination. Now, you could just imagine if someone walked in there without shoes on. Oh, my God. They probably give birth to live farm animals. Security would be sitting there smiling like, boy, we're going to have some fun with that barefooter. They'll be smiling like they have a coat hanger shoved in their mouth. Now, there is nothing on their website for these malls that I've researched that state the customers must wear shoes. That doesn't even seem to be one of the main issues here. But for those of you listening, and I've read your stories, and I've read your mail, and I've read your messages, and I've read your posts, you've had issues in malls. But there are security guards that chase people away, out the doors, managers, people, pencil pushers, stuff shirts with empty golf bags that sit there and say, we don't want customers in our mall. We want to deter customers from shopping at our retail partners, our occupants. They have other doors to use. We don't need them in the mall. And businesses are struggling. The companies that own the real estate, merchants are struggling to do business in. The only way the merchants are going to make the money is if customers come in the door. What does this mean? What is happening? Like I said, stores are closing. JCPenney, Sears, Macy's, The Limited, Sports Authority, Outback Steakhouse, Carrabba's, Kmart, CVS. Well, they're not in a mall area, but they've always had a history of upsetting people. They bought out the only food store in Woodstock, New York. And people in Woodstock, New York, that most of them didn't have cars because they had a local food store and everything was local in their town. CVS bought it out, didn't like the hippies in the town. They had no food store. They jacked up the rates on very few groceries they did carry. This is back in the early 90s, maybe late 80s, when CVS took over that food store in Woodstock, New York. People in Woodstock, New York were not very happy at all. And then restaurants. Most of these restaurants, they're all located near malls. So if the mall property owners don't want customers in the mall, they give the customers a hard time for whatever reasons they do. The merchants, the anchor stores, and the retailers within the mall are not making any money. Who needs to go out to eat when they're done shopping? You know, notoriously rude management that literally chase customers out of the doors, overzealous mall management, and the worst mall security ever. And you'll hear an excuse. The mall is privately owned. Guests who do not act respectfully may be asked to leave if they refuse to leave the property that they be arrested and prosecuted for criminal trespass. It's simply just one line on their website. There's no dress code. There's no nothing that says, oh, if you're blind, we're afraid you're going to fall. You're going to be asked to leave. If you're not wearing shoes, it's against our dress code. There's nothing like that on there. Now, I'm not going to say that just that they start putting it on there. I mean, who would put a statement like that in writing nowadays? It just opens them up to all kinds of lawsuits. But hey, when the stores are leaving your mall, retailers are going out of business because you're chasing customers away from them. It's not working for you. So now you own all this real estate and your malls are sitting empty. Your anchor stores are leaving. Who's going to move into a new Macy's? Well, not JCPenney. They're closing. Sears isn't going to take it over. They're closing. What are you going to do with all that space? Why don't we just open up a big, bad bouncy park somewhere? There you go. Fill it up with inflatable castles and slides. It's pretty much all you can really do with a space that big in a mall. Maybe a two-story laser tag ring. There we go. We could shoot people in the eyeballs with lasers. That's safe. We know the blind people that they chase away aren't going to mind. But I mean, when they say it's private property, and I'm going to get to this after our first break, and then we're going to put some callers on the air. Is it private property and they have a right to do anything they want? Do they have a right to chase customers away? No. I looked at my stock portfolio. I own a share of General Growth Properties. They work for me. They are my employees now. I own a small percentage of them. It's just part of my stocks in a 401k fund. It's not private. They're publicly owned, and their stock has tanked this year. It's not doing very well. Down, 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 down. Has an employee ever told you that they're a private business and they can do whatever they want? How dare they think that? Let's take a look. Privately held companies or closed corporations, and I've mentioned this on previous broadcasts, they're owned by internal members. The owner, passed down in the family and all that, owns within themselves. They don't trade on the stock exchange. Publicly owned companies sell stock or shares to the general public. And they own part of the company. Keep in mind, though, folks, most large chains are public companies. And you may own a part of them. So like I did, take a look in your stock portfolio. Take a look to see who you own. Because if an employee of a business that I owned walked up to me and said that they don't want my money or they don't want a customer's money, and I heard them say that to someone, if I heard them say that we don't want you in my store, and the only thing they're doing there is peacefully shopping and are there to spend money, I don't care if they're wearing a gorilla suit with a purple flag sticking out of their rear end. If they have money to spend, they should be able to shop. We're coming up to the top of the hour. I think my co-host is coming in after that. Proof is here with us, and we also have some callers. If you want to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. I'm Nick Pierce. You're listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. We'll be right back after this.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Hi, everyone. Here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out freedomizerradio.com and our barefootislegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. If you want to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. If you want to be a part of the show, just press 1 to be on the air. And this week, at the top of the hour, we have my co-host, Proof. He's here with us this week. Proof, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm really busy and I got bronchitis, so I'm not going to be long, but I really want to work hard on trying to get you a more credible co-host and perhaps even two people.
Hey, that'd be nice. Yeah. So what you got going on? Well, with bronchitis, of course, you want to hang on to the handrails, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I
and
sure am, but go ahead.
Oh, no, no. I just figured I'd bring you on. I know you have a very limited voice, so in our limited time before you completely go mute on us, the Barefoot Challenge. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, I woke up last Friday night or at 2 in the morning, and it just popped in my head that why don't we do a challenge? And so I created a meme for it, and thankfully I had Kelly Fadley, who wanted to use her image, of course, and I created a meme, and it went mega viral. We're going to pass 4 million hits at some point today in 6 days.
That's great. And we had how many hits, you said?
It's 3.7 million right now. We'll hit 400. We'll hit 4 million by the end of the day.
And I've noticed that that's also brought a lot of members into the group.
Yeah,
I know this morning we had.
I know, I'm working hard trying to bring those people in. Unfortunately, most people don't look at the website. They just see the meme and move on. So I'm actually physically writing to each individual person that shared this and says, hey, look at us and join our group. And so if I could do 50 people an hour, then maybe anywhere from 20 to 30 of them will join us.
That'd be great. And it seems to be working. seems to be working really well.
It's a lot of work, but as Nick and others will tell you, when you bring them in, there's a lot of negatives out there, and I'd say it's like 65% positive and 35% of negative, and just trolls. And I've had death threats. I have people. I had one person that thought they were cool and wrote to me asking if we can cease and desist our business because of the fact that we're gross.
It's not legal grounds right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that rate, they need a safe place, and they shouldn't watch horror movies either. So.
No, I guess not.
No. We have a caller that wants to remark on something that I was talking about before the break. You want to bring him on real quick, and then we'll get to the other crew?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have the switchboard up today, so go ahead.
All righty. We got Laura. She's calling in again. She wanted to get on the air. You have something to share with us, Laura? Welcome to the Barefoot is Legal Show.
Thank you. I'm glad that I got through. And I have to say, I have an aunt. Well, I did have an aunt. She would be like in her 90s now, who was a ballerina with the ABT in Manhattan. Now, her point shoes were killers. They had wooden shafts. So whenever she could, she would be barefoot. Now, hold that in mind. And she usually looked like a slob. I mean, one roller hanging out of her hair, like soggy cigarette, stringy hair on the other side of the roller, torn jeans, and this was in like the 50s and 60s, you know, before it was fashionable, you know, and usually her husband's sweater. My Uncle Nick, who was considerably larger than she was with the sweaters he passed down to her, he always looked as if he dressed like a hobo. I mean, he looked like he went to Goodwill, not on the racks, but in their garbage cans, and got dressed when they were not working, when she wasn't dancing. And he was in public relations. He had more money than God because his client was the state of New York. Now, you have to hold all of that in mind. They needed a car because they threw their cigarettes in the back of their old Chevy and burned the back seat out. So they drove to a car dealership, a Cadillac dealer, and with this jalopy, and got out of the car. Well, the salespeople took one look at them and looked at my aunt and said, "You realize this is a Cadillac dealership. You can't even afford shoes." So they went to another Cadillac dealership and in cash bought a Fleetwood, which was like top of the line in that time. So my point is, retailers who are saying they don't want people without shoes in or you're undesirable, they don't have x-ray vision. They don't see people's bank books. And my second point is, if a barefoot person goes into a store in a mall or anywhere, just think of how much more spendable cash they have if they're not buying shoes. They're not buying shoes. They can buy whatever else it is that's hanging around in that store. So those are two points. They don't have crystal balls and x-ray vision into wallets. And if you're not wearing shoes, you're buying something else. That's all.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. And I think that, you know, with the Barefoot Challenge, that's really going to push this point across.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have a lot of people that are going to go out to these places and probably buy Cadillacs, and they can walk around with the rollers in their hair. And they can walk barefoot.
Just one roller.
One roller. But definitely barefoot. And they're going to go out there and make a point. They're going to make a point that these managers and that these employees are more than just the key holders to the celery safe. And that they only have that key and they sell celery because people are barefoot and they do buy stuff in their stores. And it's money talks and their judgment can walk, really. And that's a very good point you make. Well, thanks for listening today and being on the air. And if you want to rejoin us, just push one again and get you on if you have anything else to talk about later on. And, definitely. With this Barefoot Challenge, that's a very good point that Laura made, and that people will go in, and they're not going to have shoes, but they are there to buy something else, because no one does have that crystal ball to see how much they're there to spend and what they're buying. So proof that Barefoot Challenge is really going to start spreading this message.
Right, what I think is funny is, and I'm going to push the issue later of going into ice cream shops and pizza places. I'm not even going to just get into the glass issue. I just want to put it basically out there. When a bank talks to you about glass being on the ground, simply ask them what glass products you're getting with your bank deposit. You go into an ice cream shop, and what glass products are you putting in my sundae?
Yeah, kind of scary if they are. And, you know, when they go on about stuff like that and how dangerous the place is and how unsafe it is, when they're bringing, you know, when they're talking to a customer in their store, what they're really doing is admitting negligence. They're really admitting that they don't know how to operate a business safely, and they don't know how to keep a place safe so their customers don't get hurt. So we have Nick on the line. I want to bring Nick in, and we also have Kelly. Nick Deutschman, head of our corporate communications and membership and all that. So, Nick Deutschman, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show this weekend. Thanks for listening and calling in. He was here.
Okay.
We can
I'm sure Kelly wants to say hi.
Is he here? We can I know Kelly's waiting to come on, so we can bring Kelly on while we wait for Nick to come back to the phone. And Kelly,
all right.
Welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. First time caller, and welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on.
So what do you got cooking for us today?
What?
Thanks for coming on, and what you got going on in the world?
Oh, not too much. It's Mardi Gras here in the South, and so we're having big parades and parties and all that kind of stuff, and lots of strangers around and new people to complain about barefooters.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
are you collecting beads at least?
Yeah, you could show your breast to everybody, but don't let your foot touch the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah,
what?
So you're collecting beads then?
Oh, yeah. Yep, at all the parades.
Are they going around your neck or around your ankles? What's there? No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, everywhere. I put them on my wrists and my ankles and around my neck. The more beads, the better. So, but I just think that I'm amazed at the negative comments that I see online about how barefooting is so dirty and feet are so gross. Why do you think people pick one body part and say that is the grossest body part? We should never have to see someone else's feet.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because most people think it's evening at the Improv. And so they are looking for people to say LOL and give them a Facebook like.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. People think it's comedy night. And because they've been conditioned all their life and yelled at, that they feel it's appropriate to yell at others.
Mm-hmm.
I just deleted a comment just while we were on the break. It said, for quotations, I might use a profanity, but I really don't like using the N-word, but you N's need to learn what shoes are. I never leave the house without my Timberlands on.
Mm-hmm.
So people are just proving, hey, I'm better than you because I wear a certain kind of shoe. Wow, that rhymes. I should probably meme that.
Yeah. Well,
for some reason.
I've been really lucky. I have never been hassled by anyone in any store about being barefoot.
I made you internet famous.
Yes, I am famous. I am famous. You did tell me when you said you were going to put that on that it would be seen by hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, and I just thought, oh, yeah, sure. So, but I do get a lot of, you're going to you're going to catch cold. You're going to catch pneumonia. You're going to be skittish. You're going to get sick because your feet are cold. I mean, it's my feet are not cold.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're rocking the world right now because most people have never heard that someone telling them it's okay to go out there and do it. Everybody else has gotten yelled at. So we're brand new to people, and their first reaction is to curse us out because they find it hard to believe that we exist. But the bigger we grow and the more active we get, it will change. But we have to raise the awareness before we can start making any changes happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people, as far as what they think when it's gross or even like, you know, you're going to get sick and stuff like that. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I did a whole episode on the health part as far as, you know, what the, you know, how you catch a cold or a flu and other infections and stuff. And, you know, people still think that they're in this medieval mindset that, you know, I mean, it's almost like they think that spirits are possessing them if they just need medication. You know, they just don't realize, you know, I mean, with all the research that has been done, with all the access to this information and knowledge that people have at their fingertips, that they carry in their pockets on their own phones in most cases, or even the computer at home, they can look this stuff up and realize this is not true. But they still think, just like people still think that they're health department myths, just like people think that there are laws, people still think that you can get a cold from being cold, or if your toe gets wet. It's, you know, the mentality of people is crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but I guess that there are a lot of people who just want to make trouble, and anything different is scary to them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kelly. I mean, how long have you been living the barefoot lifestyle? Where are you from, if you want to share that? When did you start? How did you start and all that?
I grew up in Iowa on the farm, and as a little girl, I just never liked to wear shoes, so I was always taking them off and leaving them places, and eventually I would even in school I would take my shoes off under my desk and leave them, and so at school after a while they just would put my shoes right outside the door of the room where I had been, so when I came back to find my shoes I wouldn't have to interrupt the class. And my kids, I have 5 children. They, none of them are barefooters now, although they all do go barefoot quite a bit, but they're not full-time barefooters or anything. I don't know. I just never liked shoes. And I was always taking them off and leaving them places. And now I have a pair in the car if I actually have to go in somewhere and they give me a hassle, I can go put my flip-flops on and be so much safer than if I were barefoot. So pretty much I've been a secret barefooter my whole life.
So how did you find our group, Kelly?
I was in another barefoot group online, and I think it was mentioned on there, and so I looked at it and yours, our group, not your group,
yes.
Our group is much. It has a purpose. It's not there just to show pictures of your feet,
right,
or of, you know, your great new barefoot sandals or your beautiful pedicure. Our group is there for a reason, to do something about, you know, we have a cause to do something about making barefoot legal and making people aware that it already is. And so that's why I went ahead and joined your group. I'm in both groups still because I don't mind, posting pictures of my new pedicure, but it's not really going to gain me anything in the long run.
Yeah,
my whole goal is to, I only want to run our group if I can make it a purposeful group, and there's a group that used to be bigger than us. We're actually way past them now, but they said to me, or one of the people there said to me that, well, the only reason you're bigger than us is because you advertise. We don't have to advertise. But in the last 3 days, we've grown 300 members, and they're at minus six.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we got to advertise. And another thing that Proof you were talking about, and Kelly as well, is like not just sharing pictures, but also Proof, I believe he did a meetup. And Nicole, member of our group, she went to one of your meetups. She's on the line with us now. If you want, we can bring her on. Deutschmann is still here. He wasn't there when I said hello and brought him on the first time. So I'll definitely will get him on here in a little bit. We'll try him again. But Nicole is here about meetups and doing more than just taking pictures and posting your toes. Nicole, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show.
No, thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I was recently in Vegas, and we had posted on the group that there was a meetup with people in the area. And it was a little bit saddening that one new member showed up. And I know that Proof would probably agree with me. You know, we post stuff and we are calling out for people, which everybody's got, you know, different schedules and what have you. Meetups are very important for new members and old members. And I do want to just add a tidbit here that Spybook has had some issues lately, where I was booted out of the group somehow, what have you. Doesn't matter. We have been trying to do this for a very, very, very long time. We actually am one of the previous hosts of the BIL show, and we always were trying to promote people meeting up and people, you know, in wherever you live, you know, wherever you are, just, you know, go have pizza at some place and meet up. And we also really want to promote festivals and some kind of events that, you know, you can do something, we can have our venue, whatever venue, wherever, we can have a booth, we can at a health fair or what have you, but we were trying to really do other bigger things. It also goes along with the same thing that we talk about, you know, as far as the Save a Lot, you know, every, you know, a dollar a month, what have you. We're trying to put together more bigger things wherever you are, you can participate. I know that I have to redo, get back into my Spybook got hacked, so I had to restart and however and what have you. But we really want to, all of us want to collectively come together wherever you are. It doesn't matter. I was in a certain area for a limited amount of time, and it was great, and we tried to do a meetup, which I know there's at least 30 people in that spot, and it was, you know, a Saturday, a quiet Saturday for Vegas, which is, you know, it's one of those things where we had one person show up, and we really were on the page, you know, we called out to people and said, hey, we're doing this. And it wasn't like, we're doing it tomorrow. It was, we're doing this a week and a half from today. So I really think it is about people that if you really want to make a difference, if you really want to make a difference, you have to say, I'm here. I want to do this over here. I want to have pizza in Minnesota. That's where I'm located. Where are the Minnesota people? And make a post, and then just collectively do that within wherever you are, location-wise. However, I'm disappointed that we really do collectively work together. I see a lot of, we have a lot of members, which I'm so proud of. And I have to go back in and have an admin put me in, which I'm one of the first members as well. I don't know. I think proof I'm going on maybe 2 years, about 2 years now. So I want people to actually, when they want to do a meetup, wherever they are, say, and just connect with those people and do it in a positive way. Wherever you are, and it was disappointing to be in the spot that we thought that, you know, 30 members were in, and then they just, one person, which was a new member, showed up. I find that disappointing. I think that everybody that is listening or wants to make a change, we just say, you know what, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. 30 minutes out of your time, this happened to be a Saturday, and not many people showed up. And it was disappointing because we put it out there. We put it out there. And I know everybody's busy. I know everybody has everything that, whatever's going on. If you want to just meet other people and have coffee and say, oh my gosh, you know, we're in the same group. This is great. This is, let's go to pizza. Let's go do this. Nick is one of our, Nick, not Nick Garris. I'm sorry, Nick Garris, you run the show, which is awesome, by the way. But Nick
Deutschman.
I can never say it.
Deutschman.
Is Nick still here with us?
We tried to bring him on earlier.
He plows snow with barefoot, and you know, is just one of our biggest advocates, and has met people, and you know, the thing is, we also have a lot of contests running. You know, we have things that we're working on. If you do this, you know, do that. Everything that is going on, I think, intimidates a lot of the new members. And I'm just here to say, whoever and whatever is going on that is negative in that group, you need to stop it. Like the fetish people kind of come in, and this is like you were talking about, Nick. It's not what this group is about.
Exactly.
It's about promoting what is actually legal, our lifestyle, where we want to go, what we want to do to live the lifestyle. It's not anything about that. We've had situations where my account even, and Facebook is a big thing for us. That's how we communicate. That is how we communicate. Wouldn't everybody agree? I mean, you guys would agree that our group is there on Facebook. And that is how we communicate, you know, with posts, with events, with anything that's going on. And if anything happens to whatever comes up or what have you, with life or whatever, we all have the same goal. But those meetups are very important. We want to do a festival. We want to have a conference. We want to have a big thing. It requires people watching posts, responding to posts, being serious about the posts, and following up on what you want to do. Because collectively, we have to really tune in on that.
Yeah, we do. And that's very important to tune in on that. Nicole, you're right. Being able to, you know, not just post pictures and, you know, we need to encourage more people to get involved, participate, and enjoy the lifestyle and promote it. And, Nicole, thanks for that. We come back after this break, 319-527-6208.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Addictions to Delusions. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in, watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, or save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, on cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right now, right here. The check was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost us $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we're going to check out. Here's what you can do. If you want to save that much money, view the books in your area before you buy. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and barefootislegal.org. Just click on the city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around your town with your new Save Around book. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on your town and start saving money now.
Well, hello, and welcome back to our final half hour together this Saturday afternoon, coming up to the bottom of the hour now after that break. And if you want to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. If you want to be a part of the show, press 1. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Also, check out our Facebook group. It's a closed group. So for you barefooters out there that are interested or are living a barefoot lifestyle, make sure you check that out if barefoot is legal. And, of course, keep in mind, it's not a place for you heavy-breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off looking at foot pictures. We are here to educate and empower you to live a barefoot lifestyle. That call-in number again, 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be a part of the show. With me here is the co-host in the studio, Proof. And we also have special guest Kelly and our very own and very dear VP of the, or director of the Midwest region for Barefoot is Legal, Nick Deutschman. And welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello, thank you.
So, Mr. Deutschman, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
He's totally bored off his rocker and wishes he had something to do.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't.
The next 25 minutes.
Oh man, I started at the beginning of our I Did It Barefoot Challenge post, and have been going through there trying to engage the people who are interested. And out of the 3,000 and some comments, I think I'm about halfway through. I got a ways to go yet, but there has what's that?
That many? Wow.
I think there's like 3,000 and some comments. Yeah.
Wow.
And, I've been through half of them.
Every minute there's new comments.
Yeah.
I know. It is quite wonderful. I mean, there is a lot of positive people out there. There's a lot of people that are like, wow, I never knew this was real, and I'd really like to do this. So that's a great opportunity for us to get them as a member, and then to help further the education that, hey, this is not as gross as what you all are thinking.
Right,
yeah.
And most people would at least have an open mind and be willing to look at us, except that they're afraid that somebody's going to say something to them.
Exactly. I will admit there the people who I was saying on our break, there's a lot of people in there who I feel are just plain uneducated. They don't know. Their mom and dad, their uncle and their grandma told them that feet are gross and put your shoes on, and they don't know any different. And then we show up and say, hey, this is really, you know, it's not gross. And they're like, oh, okay. There is plenty of haters. I'm getting hate mail now. They're emailing through the BIL website. I recently started a Twitter account. I redid it all and been getting a lot of followers, and the haters are finding me there too. So
yeah.
It is what it is, but the positive part is the best.
Yeah.
Well,
and you know what's funny with all the hate mail? I mean, ever since I started the radio show, after a couple weeks of doing it, I get tons of hate mail too. I read one on the air, I think last week or the week before. It was quite amusing. But I mean, you know, who cares? Hey, they're paying attention. You got their attention. So even negative publicity is good publicity because it's better than no publicity at all. That's the way I look at
Correct.
It.
Correct. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
I'm just hoping, like, someone's going to, you know, what does it take for a mega viral post to get into something like, I don't know, ABC or NBC or any one of them boys, a news outlet who does a some type of health and wellness thing to pick up on this? That's what I'm kind of wondering when they're going
to
find it.
Well, it's up to us to get our press out there. That's all. We have to push it to them.
Right on.
And at the same time, I don't want anyone thinking that we're fake news either.
That's true.
Very true.
So we just wait for them to catch it, wait for them to catch on, and eventually they'll report it and go from there.
Well, no, what we do is once we could show that we have our hits up, and once we get to 4 million hits, and every half million, I want to see if we can get a screenshot, and we could throw that into our press kit when we are trying to get something going for our challenge.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because if there was only 200 people talking about it, they wouldn't have an interest. But if they see 5 million hits in a week, then they're like, hey, I better get on this so people will read my magazine.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we have to show them that people are interested, and then they'll show up to the party.
Yeah, and Kelly's been our lovely model in that post that's been going viral. It's been going crazy.
Oh, thank
She's
you.
She's with us here today.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Kelly, how does it feel to be famous?
You know what? It's just I'm starting to sign autographs and, it's just really neat that I feel really proud that I was able to give you a picture that you could use on your meme. I'm really glad. Taking pictures
I'm looking for one of somebody going to a bank or a fast food place because people are haggling about the whole glass issue, and I want to I want to laugh through a whole glass argument, and I want somebody at a bank or a baseball card store, I don't care where. And as long as there's no glass, because we could argue that later, I just want, like, basics 101. You're eating at a Wendy's, and I want to know what glass products you're going to get while you're eating there.
Well, then what I'll do is I'll bring a photographer with me, and we'll take pictures when I go shopping for padded rooms and pink tutus. That'll be great.
I'll have Chuck. He's my photographer. I'll have him take pictures next time we go to a fast food place.
Yeah, Kelly, can we borrow some of your paparazzi?
Yes, he's my paparazzi. He's also my sound man for music.
He's also the sound
man? He's my sound man.
Or like what happened to me last year at the Lakeside Bar and Restaurant, where they wanted to chase me out of there for my bare feet at a Lakeside Bar and Restaurant that only uses plastic cups.
Now, Deutschman, if you drowned when they were chasing you out there, you could have sued them.
If I would have drowned, I would have been dead, and I wouldn't have been able to sue them.
But the fact that you nearly drowned because they were chasing you, you could have had a good lawsuit there.
I'm going to try that next year and see how that works out for me.
There you go. You just fall right in the water and say, oh, my God, I can't swim. I wouldn't be in here in this situation if they hadn't chased me out.
There you go.
Well, one of the
I'm right now. I only remember that.
Sharing here is I go to a place in San Diego sometimes called Hodad's. They win awards all the time for best hamburger in the United States and such. And they've been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Man versus Food, whatever. They have a sign that says, no shirt, no shoes, eat at Hodad's.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great.
Literally right next door, they have a pizza place. Not Hodad's, but there's a pizza place that says, by order of the health department, no bare feet allowed. So I'm trying to figure out how it is that it's okay for a hamburger and French fries, but not if you have dough, like a pizza.
It's the killer pepperoni. I think that's what it is.
The pepperoni might jump out and kill you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's very sharp. Sharp pepperoni. When they slice it really thin, once they bake it, the edges become crisp, and that could literally decapitate someone in the hands of a good Italian ninja.
So
nice.
It's not like somebody pays for special rights or anything like that. And we have to realize that a lot of the haters out there, I look at them like they're an 18-month-old sitting in a high chair, and they're spilling SpaghettiOs on their head. They just dump their bowl of SpaghettiOs over their head, and they're finger painting their tray, and they're laughing and having a good time. Exactly. That's what they're doing. But when they take a special something, like I had one person that wrote to me personally that said, I'm going to go to your corporate office in Las Vegas, because our address is up there now. We're going to go to your corporate office in Las Vegas and throw a brick through your building and try to shoot at every last one of you, and hopefully you'll understand then that there's glass on the ground and you're going to hurt yourself if you run too fast from our bullets.
But in their logic, shoes would protect us from the bullets. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
but they're just so empowered. I had one person that said we need to cease and desist our website because they said that we're too gross.
Send them to gore.com or something.
Okay.
You know, apparently they've never watched midget porn.
You!
See?
I have
Nick,
a question.
Deutschman, are you going to send them a cease and desist now because that grossed you out?
I'm just going to let it slide this time.
Fine. Pregnant midget porn.
Yeah.
See? Now you're writing that letter.
How about breaking that midget's horn?
What is it?
And they thought bare feet were gross.
See?
How about pregnant Vietnamese dead midget porn?
Someone's going to call us over this one now.
Yep. There we go.
Lake Havas New Snow Removal is calling. They're kind of on the fence here.
Yeah, that kind of made the switchboard light up a little bit. Well, we'll ignore them. We know what they're calling about.
So, Nick,
the hate messages are coming in on my Facebook already.
This might be a rhetorical question here, but I know that you joined me after that other group decided to be lame. And I know your activism has really kicked it up since we've commenced here. And you want to share with anybody what you've learned over the last year and a half?
Which
name?
Are
you talking to me, Dave?
I was talking to Nick Deutschman.
Oh,
ask the question again.
Nick, is Nick here? I love Nick. I love you, Nick. I'm going to see you in the summer.
I got to come get my shirt.
Nick
Deutschman
has come with me since we've opened our BIL. And we went from having a kind of a lame group, which was the other group that's pretty much non-existent, to what we're doing here. So Nick has been with us a year and a half. And Nick, do you want to share with everybody what you might have learned since being with us? Because I don't know if you expected what we have going on, the success, the haters, and everything else.
I guess the big thing is I've learned not to give up. I mean, I didn't know much about how legal it was, or does the health department really say something about this, like so many others. I just didn't know, and I wanted to learn. So I learned, and then once I did learn, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell everybody about this, because if it's helped me with pains and ailments and things as such, so why not at least help educate people? So, and I don't mind confrontation, not that like bad confrontation, but like if a manager comes up and or an employee whatnot says I can't do that, I'd like to be able to gracefully tell them, well, I kind of can, and it's really not a big deal. So that's one of the biggest things that I've learned how to do.
And when you bust out a business card that sharing what we do, and you're the Midwest Regional Director, sometimes people are like, oh, I didn't know that there was a whole group for this.
Well, yeah, because you kind of, at first, it hasn't happened too often, but there's been a handful of times where they look at you like, what is this? What's wrong with this dude, man? And then I pull out a card. He's like, oh, these guys are for real. And they, Well, that kind of changes their perspective on who I am standing there when I'm talking to. I'm not just some, low-life, homeless, weird-looking dude without his shoes. This is actually a thing. And then it becomes a little bit more impressive to the fact that they do take another moment now to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah.
Right, and our business page is we'll probably hit about 20,000 at some point this weekend, too. So,
yeah, we're like 17,000 and change. I just looked at it here.
Wow, that's great. And, Nick, what you were talking about with those cards and stuff to hand out, if any of our listeners or anybody wants to get a copy of those cards, we have them available in our file section. They're the civil rights cards for each state, and we also have one general card for the ADA disabilities, the American with Disabilities Department as well, from the U.S. Department of Justice.
We were discussing the personal business card, but that's all right.
Oh
yeah, we've got personal business cards for our admins and our helpers and such as well.
Okay.
For those who represent the BIL.
I was screening calls when I caught most of that, so I probably missed that part. But yeah, we had got rid of some of the haters on the lines that wanted to call in to stir the pot a little bit, and nothing worth putting on the air. One person just wanted to let me know that midgets preferred being called little people. But whatever.
Yeah. You know, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to get one of these haters in here. Maybe not a hater so much, but it'd be nice to get someone in to talk to them and who's questioning it.
Oh,
that
we have.
Want to learn.
Yeah, no, we have Liberal Brian. Brian the Liberal that likes to call in, supposedly some self-proclaimed constitutionalist. I have a lot of fun with him when he calls on the air. I could pull up the episodes. If anybody wants to go through the archives, definitely check that out. He studied for a whole month after the first time I chewed him up on the air. Called back, all ready and prepared. He was ready to go, and he failed miserably with that. So... Yeah,
well,
I love having
a month's worth of research.
Yeah.
So one of the things I wanted to get involved with today on the show is the fact that I say this all the time: activism is a team sport. So this isn't just about those of us that are interested in just clicking a Facebook like and not doing anything. Obviously, if people are new, I want them to know what we're doing. But I want people that are so happy with what we're portraying here that they want to be part of us and help us grow, because the more hands on deck, the better our chances of winning. And if you can't dedicate a couple hours a month, simply putting a dollar or two in a bucket, we have our website, barefootislegal.org, with our donation button on there. And even $2 or $3 a month helps us get into flea markets, farmers markets, helps us get into conventions, helps us with literature, advertising, all the other stuff that everyone else uses. Go ahead. I think I'm about done. Go ahead, I'm about done. Sorry, was everybody waiting for me to cough up a bunch of phlegm? Were you guys like listening like a bad YouTube video?
What, to your coughing?
Yeah.
We were rooting that you'd make it through.
All right, because I said keep going, move on, it's fine. I'm done. And everybody was just listening to me.
Oh. I gotta take my eyes off my computer for a minute so that I'm not distracted.
So we had a question from Al. He's a member of our group about the barefoot cards that Nick was talking about.
All right.
And he wanted to know where he can find a copy of the cards to hand out. And I just want to let our listeners know, again, they're in the files section. If you go to our Facebook group, it's a closed group, so when you're a member, you can access our files section. And in there, you're going to see the civil rights card listed by state. They're called Barefoot Rights or BFR, and then the name of the state cards. About formatting them to the printer, which is another question they had. It's just a matter of they're a JPEG and a PDF format, so you can just copy and paste them right into whatever software you're using as an image. You can also download them to your cell phone if you want to carry them, or just print them out in a hard copy and hand those out. And there's one for each state for the civil rights, and also one for the ADA when it comes to medical reasons why people are barefoot. And that also cites the laws and also the phone number to call for the U.S. Department of Justice. So, Al, I hope that answered your question. And going back to what we were talking about before we run out of time today. Hey, guys, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We still have Kelly with us? She's been pretty quiet.
Yep, I'm pretty quiet. One thing that
the group
did for me...
Where's everybody going for the challenge? Have we all picked a spot?
We have to pick a location
shopping
for our members.
I'm going to a mall. I decided that on the phone. We were talking on the phone. I'm going to the mall.
Right on. I'm hoping to find I'm hoping to find some more Minnesota people because I've got a Chick-fil-A locally by me that has been more than welcoming to me every time I've been in there. And we're hoping to get a whole bunch of folks to go in there for lunch.
That'd be great. Should I go everywhere?
Yeah,
barefoot?
That would be
so
great.
For me, it's not necessarily a challenge. I just figured I'd do something kind of special for the occasion. I just wear tux and go barefoot someplace.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Make it special.
Well, I guess I'm going to be getting back to being the welcoming committee today. Hopefully we'll be able to, I want to at least hit 9,000 members if I can for our BIL group itself by March 1st, if possible. I think it's doable if I can get enough work in here.
There you go. That'd be great. I think it's possible by the end of the day, easily.
By the end of the day. Yeah, if I can get through talking to all these folks on the viral post who want to be part of us, that's certainly going to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most people would just leave these 3.7 million hits and just be happy if they got the hits. I'm not satisfied. I want group members.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep
mm-hmm.
going.
These are all interested people. Why would we not want to reach out to them? And if they say, hey, I go barefoot everywhere, well, why are you not a member of our group? It
yeah.
only makes
I
sense.
Mean,
so why would people be scared of trying to reach out to them?
Yeah, you got the momentum. Keep it going.
Yeah. I'm going to be a shut-in today because
you already
of
have
the,
a positive
the,
response.
Anyway.
Yeah, Kelly, you're right. Mm-hmm. We do have a positive response.
You, when you get a positive response, then you should definitely need to reach out.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, any gigs this weekend?
Yes, I do almost every evening.
Okay.
Well, hey, you want to plug a few? We got about a minute and a half left of the show, so why not? Any of our listeners want to come check you out in the area, go ahead and fire away.
Well, we are full-time RVers. We sold everything we owned and that wouldn't fit in our RV, and we just took off. And we've been doing that for 10 years. For the last 4 years, we bought a place in Alabama that it's a permanent spot, and we're at the Rainbow Plantation. And they have all kinds of Mardi Gras stuff going on there. And I'm very involved with Mardi Gras there. And you can come and see funny skits and hear funny music and get good food. And it's just a fun time. Mardi Gras actually started in Mobile, Alabama. Not
Alabama,
New
yeah.
Orleans like most people think. It was actually started in Mobile. And around here, the kids get out of school like it was Christmas, and it's really great, and so they can come and see me play my guitar and sing and be in skits barefoot, because I always am.
That's great. And so do you have a gig coming up this week? Where are you playing? Or
at the Rainbow Plantation in the community center.
Great. We'll definitely want to check you out there. And Kelly, thanks for being a part of the show. My co-host, Proof, Nick Deutschman, thanks for joining us. To all of our callers, Al, Laura, Nicole, it was great having you on the show today. Unfortunately, we are out of time again. But take a look at our website, barefootislegal.org, and interact with other members of the community on our Facebook group. Remember, it is a private group, so don't think that this is a place to get your rocks off. We are here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, and you can join us every week. I'm Nick Pierce. Thanks for tuning in to the Barefoot is Legal Show.